This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, this is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio, alongside Hugh Douglas. We're broadcast from NovaCare Complex. 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World. RV sales, service parts, and accessories. Hanging out here in the RV. Hugh, you went out, you got yourself some nice Ritas out there. Beautiful.
Yeah, shout out to Ritas, man. And guess what, everybody? Gummy Bear Ice is back at Ritas. It's a juicy mix of fruity flavors packed with real gummy bears. Try the Glitter Gummy Bear Gelati, topped with unicorn glitter. I don't know what that is, but it sounds tasty. For a truly magical treat, stop by before it's gone. Be cool. Go to Rita's.
I need to see Hugo place a Rita's order. Can I get a gummy bear water ice with some unicorn glitter, please?
No. See, been around y'all too long, man. Just because... it's like just simple stuff that you read. It just sounds crazy.
Unicorn glitter coming out of your mouth is great.
Guilty.
I can see Johnson as a big unicorn glitter guy.
Snack of the night.
Snack of the night. Unicorn. We just gave him an idea. Gummy bear water ice.
Gummy
with glitter.
Bear water ice with the unicorn
now,
glitter.
Hugh, when you were out there, did you get involved in that fight that apparently just happened?
No, man. Come on, man. Listen. I'm that age now. You know, like, just to give you a little side story, when my dad got older, right, you know, he used to be a boxer, he used to fight.
Really? Wow.
And when he got older, he used to carry a .22 in his pocket just in case something popped off.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. I'm that guy. I'm not fighting fair.
Okay.
I'm just saying, because, like, these cats out here, man, them big, strong, strapping young thunder cats. Somebody put their hands on me, man. I'm hitting them with a stick or something.
Yeah, now.
I ain't fighting fair.
Now, what happened, this happened just in front of us. They were doing special teams, and there was a punt, and a big fight broke out. Looked like a couple guys in the middle of the field.
Chippy.
Couldn't see exactly who it was, but it went on for a good 20, 30 seconds before they could break it up.
Back in the day, about 20 years ago, used to be a part of those. Used to want to be in the mix, but now not so much.
And we'll ask, obviously, Aziz Ojulari, Will Shipley about this, Hugh, but at this stage of camp, how good does it feel to go out there and see, like, another team across?
Well, they always fight. This is not the first time the Cleveland Browns have been here, and this is not the first time that they've gotten a little chippy. I think it was last year. It was Miles Garrett. If I'm not mistaken, it was Miles Garrett and Jordan Mailata. That sounds about right. It happens, man, because
– Kurt's intercepted.
These are meaningful practices. These are meaningful practice from the standpoint that you get to go against somebody else. Somebody has a different jersey on. The fact that you're going to see them Saturday, this is where you get the good work. This is where you see the concepts that you've been practicing all these last couple weeks to see how they work out against people that are running their stuff, well, that they're trying to get ready for the season.
Yeah, well, Jalen just got picked off, so that means he's got to drop another
two?
Another rung down on the list, yeah. I mean, this is a bad one. This is a pick six. Right in the middle of the field, number 33. I don't know who that is, but bad throw into traffic from Jalen today. So not great. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Rob Thompson, do you trust Rob Thompson? Manage Phillies to the World Series. Push the right buttons. Taijuan Walker, Ranger Suarez. Who would you feel better about starting a playoff game right now? And also, do you think the Eagles need another piece on defense? And we do need to mention with the Phillies last night, a situation that's becoming kind of uncomfortable here as far as the way they're trying to woo Kyle Schwarber. Because Kyle Schwarber, obviously a free agent at the end of the year. We've talked about it a lot. I don't think I've ever seen this before. They had him throw out the first pitch of the game last night?
Yeah.
What is going on here?
It's getting a little uncomfortable. I don't have a problem with that, man. This is what you fostered when you don't pay this man. But here's the thing. Being from Ohio and what Kyle Schwarber was, being from that area, and if you know anything about middle, like I was trying to tell you guys this morning, in Ohio, respectfully, it's Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. And then everything else is rural. I would even say Toledo. I don't even count Toledo as like, even though it technically is because it's right next to
Pennsylvania's kind of like that too, though, with Philly and Pittsburgh and then everything in between.
You know what I'm saying? It's like everything in between is kind of like, you know, it's rural. So for him to be 40 minutes away and for him to play there and for him to be a native son or whatever, it's the respect factor, you know. And I know for us, we don't like it and we don't see it, but that's an Ohio thing, man. I remember when we played Cleveland and we played against the Browns. It was a piece did on me about playing for Philly when we played Cleveland because I was 45 minutes away from Cleveland. So it's an Ohio thing, man. It's a unique place where, you know, most of the athletes that come from there, if they do anything outside of high school football or baseball or whatever it is, people applaud that. So I get it. I get it, especially coming from you know, my school, Central State, was not that far from Middletown. So I get it. Definitely get it.
It just feels like it's going a little
over. It's a lot. When I saw it, I was like, I'm gonna probably have to explain this to people.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, bet
it's this. I'm pretty sure. I can't think of it. I'm pretty sure when we play Cincinnati, I think we played in. I'm pretty sure Ike had something similar.
I'm starting to feel like this. You, it's kind of like, you know, you have a girlfriend and there's another guy who's getting a little too familiar. Back off a little bit.
Well,
back off of our girl.
Like I said, like he's hot now, and this is what happens. You woo him. You're gonna try to woo him.
I don't know, it's making me feel
bad.
Kyle, how are you feeling about
that? No, it's ridiculous. Hands off.
I would say this. Since we're using the female analogy, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, TK, you ain't got to worry about no other guy coming in and wooing your girl.
But the Phillies didn't do what they were supposed to do. They didn't pay him.
If you're going back to back and you're doing what you need to be doing, you ain't got to worry about it.
But hold on. He's under contract. Have you ever seen a player under
contract? Not for long.
Hugh, have you ever seen a player under contract throw out the first pitch to another baseball team that they were about to play?
I acknowledge.
It's ridiculous.
That was a lot.
Whether it's Ohio or not, I don't care.
It's a lot.
Hands off is right.
Hey, well, maybe if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, she ain't looking over there at the other guy that's getting
hurt. I regret making this analogy now.
I'm just saying. It's plenty of women out there nowadays that are married that are not comfortable at home, that they look over and they looking at other people's grass. That's your fault.
No,
your fault.
Why would he be looking over at the Reds'
grass? Schwarber.
We have a better chance to win the World Series than they do. He shouldn't be looking at other people's grass. He's under contract here.
I'm not making excuses. Well, I'm just saying, if you doing what you're supposed to be doing, you ain't got to worry about nobody
saying that. We are doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Kyle, are you mad? It sounds like you're a little mad at Schwarber accepting this.
Well, I mean,
these advances.
I don't love that he did that. I mean, he should at the very least have been like, yeah, I'm, you know, kind of playing for the other team today. I don't know the entire situation.
His dad's a cop. Dad was a cop from the area.
So like that makes it a little bit different. So I'm not like, I don't know. I'm not in a rage about Kyle Schwarber. I don't like it. I wish he didn't do it. I wish the Reds didn't do it.
It feels like a little bit.
Well,
like
no, I'm annoyed. I would say I'm perturbed by the whole thing.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, your girl ain't looking at the dude.
Stop saying that.
The Phillies are doing everything they're
supposed to. By the way, we're going to offer him more money than the Reds can in the offseason. So I'm not worried about that. It's just an odd gesture.
Are you sure?
It feels like this is tampering or something. It feels like this shouldn't be allowed. I mean, like, it just... The Reds are not going to pay anybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They don't do that.
I don't know.
I would be stunned if Kyle Schwarber.
I don't know, dog. They rolled out the red carpet for him. They brought his pops up there. That's the most they're going to do.
They're going to try and tug at his heartstrings, see if he can take a hometown discount. They're not going to pay him. They're not going to break the bank for him.
He'd be at the crib for Thanksgiving. Well,
I hope not. I'll just say this. If Kyle Schwarber ends up signing with the Reds, we're going to remember this series. And we're going to remember you defending the Reds.
I'm just saying, man, he's an Ohio kid. That's all. He was from Ohio. That's all it is.
Well, I just think it's
And
wrong.
If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you ain't got to worry about nobody stealing.
Now you're just saying it because you know it bothers you.
I just latched over that part. That was funny.
215-592-9494. Kyle Schwarber, are you worried about the Reds trying to steal him from right under our nose, tugging at his heartstrings? You want to get on that, you can as well. Let's go to Chris in Delaware. What's up, Chris?
Chris!
Hey, good to talk to you, fellas. Hopefully you guys are all having a great day.
It's hot, but we're cool. We're chilling.
Talking on the Phillies and talking on Rob Thompson, I really think that he has done what he needs to do to bring us to the water and coming this postseason, coming even the end of the season to finish out the division and to win the division. We just have to drink the water, you know? We have the players. The outfield is still a little bit of a mystery with putting Marsh here, Kepler here, Bader here. I am glad Rojas went down because I do think he does need a great amount of time more to up his skill and up his ability to come back up. I do really hope that we can get Bader out there more, that he can not just turn into a here and there, but that he starts turning into an everyday player, whereas he is in the starting lineup. He is in the everyday lineup because I like his bat, I like his energy, and I really like his defense. And with even the use of our bullpen in games where, yeah, sure, we could throw Duran in there to close it out, he's giving other guys in the not-so-high-leverage situations like Kirkering, like Lazar, these other guys in the bullpen, the chance to go out there, to close a game out. I really just think Rob Thompson is doing what he needs to do. We need to drink the water. He's bringing us there, and that's the end of the story.
Well, yeah, Chris, and I think with Rob Thompson, I think it's something that we don't give him enough credit for is, like, his personal touch with players. And I think people sometimes misinterpret it as if, oh, he's soft, and he's this guy the players push around. I don't think that's true at all. Like, I think Rob Thompson has the respect of the players. I think when he needs to lay down the law, so to speak, he will. But, you know, for a baseball manager, so much of it is keeping these guys invested. And I think when you look at, like, a manager like Joe Girardi, like, obviously knows X's and O's of baseball. He's done it for a long time. But it just felt like when you watch those teams under him that he didn't have the same kind of command that Rob Thompson has, at least the way I view it.
I agree.
You there, Chris?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Right. Now, talking on the Taiwan and Ranger point, right now, seeing how they both perform, I would put Walker in that fourth game. But it's really dependent on the rest of this season. Today, right now, Walker. But the rest of the season, we go down the road, Ranger hits a streak, Walker doesn't. It's really dependent on the end. And even at that, the thought of maybe, hey, you know, Walker, you're going in there 3 to 4 innings in game 4. Okay, Sanchez, you're going to finish it out until we get to a point where we put in a bullpen pitcher in the 8th, Duran in the 9th. Like, putting them both in the game to the points of Walker's better through the first round in the lineup. When he gets to the second round, he starts to fall off. Okay, let's put Ranger Suarez in there to give us 3 or 4 innings. So both of them are working a game, and it's working in our favor, instead of just putting one of them in and one of them getting tanked.
Yeah, and I hear you, Chris, and I appreciate the call. And I think that's kind of what we're looking at here. Like, I look at the rotation right now, and obviously Wheeler hasn't pitched great, but I think people are still relatively confident in Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
It feels like Wheeler and Sanchez are the two kind of knowns that you have. Everything after that could be very much like mixing and matching and, you know, piggybacking starts with guys. And it doesn't feel like it's going to be kind of like a traditional rotation the way it's been the last couple of years.
Nah, especially when you talk about the injuries that you're having this late. But, again, you still have time. You got, like, what, 40 games left? So, hopefully, you know, with Wheeler, it's not that bad. Hopefully you get – Nola gets ramped up and he can be productive in this time and Ranger figures it out. That's what you're hoping for.
No, absolutely. Let's go to Sean in Doylestown. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
I got to talk about Rob Thompson. I know it's been a bit, but it's just unbelievable to me that people can criticize this guy when he has been given the worst outfield in Phillies. It feels like Phillies history. It's a Dombrowski issue. Dave Dombrowski has given this team nothing to work with. He didn't go for Juan Soto in the offseason. And I'm not saying they had to go after a guy and drop $300 million on anyone, but I am saying that somebody more than Rojas and Marsh and a struggling Castellanos and making it so he has to go after Bader at the deadline. And then, by the way, talk about Crawford being like, oh, I couldn't get anyone at the deadline, but Crawford's ready. We just don't have a spot for him. It's the most cop-out DS I've heard in so long. Sorry, what are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, no, Sean, I hear you, man. And I think, you know, when you look at the platoon situation in the outfield, and I know people don't like it, but it's much more of a this is what Rob Thompson's been given than, you know, a situation where Rob Thompson's created it. And, you know, he's dealing with what he has, and if certain guys are just way better against righties than lefties, Rob Thompson's kind of has no option but to do the platoon situation.
No, exactly. That's exactly my point. Rob Thompson has been given scraps to work with, and he's got Weston Wilson winning us games, as we
right.
saw this week, which is absurd.
No, absolutely, Sean, and appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is we can look at it and say, oh, Thompson's too much into the analytics and is doing this and doing that and mismatching the order too much. I think with the Phillies, though, it's like, I don't think Rob Thompson would prefer to do this. I think he'd love to have guys out there who can just focus on playing every day, but this is kind of the way Dave Dombrowski constructed this team.
Yeah, and here's the thing, and this is probably, and I'm not wishing this to happen, but if it does happen, the knock's going to be, yeah, he's a good regular season manager. just can't manage in the postseason. That's going to be the narrative that's spun. So that's why it's important for him and his legacy that he has to get. He got to get over the hump, man.
Yeah.
Got to get over the hump. Definitely.
And this is the year. And I thought he managed a good postseason last year. Just, hey, the players don't perform. There's not a lot you can do. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. Looks like practice is wrapping up here in a minute for the Eagles. Eagles and Browns wrapping up their joint practice today. We will be joined by Azeez Ojulari and Will Shipley coming up here as the Eagles and Browns. Looks like they're putting the finishing touches up on things here in a few minutes. Let's go to Violet in Virginia. What's up, Violet?
Hey, Violet.
Hi. How are you guys?
Awesome. And you?
I'm great. I always enjoy listening to you guys. Should I take myself off speaker, though? I don't want to mess anybody up.
That
Kyle?
Would be great, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love that. Thank you.
All right, sorry about that. I just wanted to chime in on some of the stuff that you were talking about. I really like Rob Thompson. I think he's done a great job. He's been around the game forever. It's kind of like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. When he makes changes, people freaking complain. When he doesn't make changes, people complain. He's got to do what he's got to do, and he does the best that he can with what he has. As far as Ranger, I am very concerned. I don't know if it's a back issue. I don't know if it's he can just only pitch for so many games each season, because it seems like last season it was the same thing. And honestly... My guy, Taiwan, right now, I mean, it's looking like, hey, if we went to the playoffs right now, I think I'd have to start Taiwan, and I might have to put Ranger, in the bullpen. You got to do what you got to do to win.
Got to do what you got to do.
You feel better about Taiwan, really, Violet?
I really do, right now.
Wow.
I mean, I love Ranger. I love Ranger. I am so bummed that this is going on. I just can't figure it out. I just don't know if it's the length of the season or if it's his back or if it's his, training regimen. I really don't, I'd love to get your thoughts more on what you guys think.
Yeah, I hear you, Violet, and appreciate the call. We do need to wrap up. We're going to be joined here in a few minutes by Azeez Ojulari, Will Shipley. They'll sit down with us momentarily, and we will talk to those guys when we return. Tom Kelly, Hugh Douglas, we're live from Eagles Champ Camp. Eagles-Browns wrapping up practice right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Everyone knows champs come from Philly, like the delicious and unbeatable tasty cake. Think about it, people. Mouth-watering candy cakes have a creamy layer of peanut butter filling on a top of a delicious cake and enrobed in delicious chocolate coating. And let's talk about the crimpets. We love those crimpets. A uniquely shaped fluffy cake topped with a delectable layer of smooth and subtle butterscotch icing. They're a home run every time. Whether you're rooting for the Phillies in the stadium or from home, make sure you got only the best treats on deck. Tasty cake, accept no substitutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.